This is Fresh Air. Jazz saxophonist Lee Konitz died last week from complications of the coronavirus. He was 92. Konitz had one of the longest careers in jazz and was one of its great improvising soloists. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this appreciation.
Konitz on alto saxophone and his first record date with Claude Thornhill's Big Band in 1947. He sounds green but full of promise. By then, Konitz was already a student of pianist Lenny Tristano. That influential teacher focused on improvising long, lucid lines over standard song forms. Lee Konitz took that lesson to heart. Tristano School aimed to keep cool heads when they improvised. No wailing or forced excitement. Folks said Konitz's style was cerebral, but he insisted he was an intuitive player, making choices in the moment. Early on, he was deeply influenced by saxophonist Charlie Parker's Fleet Virtuosity. Parker had pet licks he'd insert into a solo, but Konitz aspired to improvise from scratch every time. His pliable tone also set him apart, sometimes soft, sometimes acerbic, sometimes luminous. It was put to good use in trumpeter Miles Davis's nonet, the so-called Birth of the Cool Band. Konitz could sound wispy, but he could fly. Miles Davis's nine-piece band was a huge influence on white West Coast jazz in the 1950s. Konitz's thoughtful approach and cottony sound inspired California saxophonists, including cool Paul Desmond and fiery Art Pepper. Lee Konitz drifted away from Lenny Tristano in the early 50s, looking to work more often in more varied settings. That's from Bill Russo's Music for Alto Saxophone and Strings, 1958. By the 1960s, Lee Konitz's trajectory was clear. Ever after, he'd front small groups, improvising on familiar standards without a lot of window dressing. For 1961's trio album Motion, he tapped bassist Sonny Dallas and John Coltrane's ferociously swinging drummer Elvin Jones. On I Remember You, Konitz peppers his solo with well-turned phrases and sly allusions to other tunes. He shows how much drive he can muster and how much tonal variety he can work into his dry sound. Konitz didn't like being a band leader, didn't like herding musicians and hustling up gigs. So he became an international wandering troubadour, teaming up with other stars or fronting local rhythm sections from Stockholm to St. Paul. Playing common tunes, he and his new mates didn't really need to rehearse. Weak accompanists made him more self-reliant, but a great rhythm section could free him up to carve shapely lines in the air that might or might not hint at the tune. Then he'd use that pliable tone like a scalpel. Cherokee, live at the Village Vanguard in 2009 with the trio Mansara. Lee Konitz made hundreds of records, playing jazzed-up Bartok or the electric saxophone, guesting with pianists Dave Brubeck and Andrew Hill, even free improvising. He recorded dozens of duets with rhythm players and with other horns, practicing spontaneous counterpoint. Konitz the balladeer valued a good melody, though he rarely played one totally straight. This is Crazy, He Calls Me. Konitz and guitarist Bill Frisell in 1991. In this century, Konitz connected with a brace of admiring younger players. Saxophonist Ohad Talmor built a number of ambitious projects around Konitz, music whose bright colors might conjure Miles Davis's Nonet. In his last years, Konitz played less in tune, but the mind still worked. His last album released in his lifetime, the recent Old Songs New, was recorded in 2017, when Konitz was 90, 70 years after he debuted on record. Now that is dedication to pursuing the long, lucid, improvised line.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio. His new book is Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film.